With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Democrats a step closer to taking the closely divided U.S. House in the fall. Virginians have narrowly voted for a new congressional map. It will likely give Democrats four additional congressional seats.
Democrats Barack Obama and Congressman Hakeem Jeffries were among those pushing for the measure, which gives Democrats 10 congressional districts and Republicans just one. It passed by a rounded 51-49% as Northern Virginia votes for the new map overwhelmed a strong downstate turnout against it. But this is not yet the final word. A redistricting challenge is on the Virginia Supreme Court's emergency docket. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
A fresh attack in the Strait of Hormuz.
Iran has fired on a container ship in the Strait of Hormuz, damaging the vessel and complicating efforts to bring the US and Iran together in Pakistan for talks to end the war. And the British military says another ship has come under attack in the Strait. The first attack by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard came after President Donald Trump said the US would indefinitely extend the ceasefire with Iran, which had been due to expire today, Wednesday, to give Tehran time to come up with a unified proposal.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma. Democrat Congresswoman Sheila Sherfalus McCormick has resigned, doing so just moments before the start of a hearing could have led to a recommendation that she be expelled from Congress. Southern Poverty Law Center indicted on federal fraud charges. Justice Department alleges the SPLC defrauded donors by using their money to fund the very extremism that it claimed to be fighting. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 242 points. NASDAQ futures ahead almost 200 points. And the S&P futures are up 39 points. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are concerned.
According to a new report from the Evangelical Alliance, most believers feel relatively confident in their religious freedom under British law. But they also see the culture turning away from the faith and wonder what it will mean for the future. A lot of Christians say they don't feel comfortable expressing their beliefs on social issues anymore. The Alliance says, quote, "This tension between objective freedoms and subjective experience sits at the heart of this report." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Supreme Court will hear from Catholic preschools that say it's unconstitutional to exclude them from a state-funded program because they will not admit the children of gay couples. The latest religious freedom case for the conservative majority court. Case being brought by Colorado's St. Mary Catholic Parish and the Archdiocese of Denver with support from the Trump administration. The schools argue Colorado is violating their religious rights. This is SRN News. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton calls a court ruling on the Ten Commandments a major victory for Texas and for our moral values. The ACLU suggests there will be an appeal.
A U.S. appeals court says Texas can require the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public school classrooms. The ruling Tuesday by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals was a victory for conservatives who have long sought to incorporate the Decalogue into schools. The ruling sets up a potential clash at the U.S. Supreme Court over the issue in the future. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said in the decision that Texas's law did not violate the First Amendment, which protects religious freedom and prevents the government from establishing a religion. Keith Peters reporting.
President Trump's nominee to chair the Federal Reserve, Kevin Warsh, has told a Senate hearing that he never promised the White House that he would cut interest rates. The president has repeatedly urged the Fed to do so. More details at SRNNews.com.